And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield now. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Let's talk football. The Matildas playing England in a friendly at Craven Cottage in London this morning. How are they going?
Well, Fran, depending on which part of Australia you're listening to this, we're deep into the second half and the score is 1-0 England's way. Look, the Australians, as we noted yesterday, are missing a few of their best. Goalkeeper Lydia Williams and Ballon d'Or nominee Sam Kerr. They went behind in the 21st minute when England's Fran Kirby scored, and that was the score at half-time, despite a couple more really hot England chances and some half-shots from the Matildas. Lisa Devanna and Princess Ebini combining well. They were at it early in the second half too, but up until now, no further scoring, but both sides creating. And look, an interesting move by the Australians now. Lisa Devanna off and replaced by the teenager Mary Fowler. Can she do what she did against the French and generate some more scoring opportunities for the Australians? I'll let you know at 7:30, Fran.
She's such a young, and I think it'll play out like this. Then Lisa will come running on and then she'll score a goal. That's what she does. In tennis, the biggest win of his career for Matthew Ebden at the Shanghai Masters.
Yeah, look, Fran, the Tennis Australia officials were defending Nick Kyrgios at the launch of the Australian Open in Melbourne yesterday, as Ebden was giving further joy to those who would gleefully declare Nick, who, at the age of ripe 30, Ebden has beaten the number 6 seed, Dominic Thiem. He's ranked at 7 on the all-knowing global computer. That was in 3 sets, though he could have won it in 2, twice holding match point in the second. It was going to be interesting to see how he dealt with all that mentally in the third. But he stayed the distance, winning a tiebreak 7-4, and he now plays the German Peter Gojacic. And Alex de Minaur, he's also had a solid win overnight in Shanghai over the Canadian Vasek Pospisil. That would have been a story if he hadn't won that, because Pospisil is a qualifier. And at the Hong Kong Open, well, it's the good news and the bad news, a win to Daria Gavrilova, but Sam Stosur eliminated at the round of 32 stage. We resist the urge to say again, given her stellar contributions, because there is absolutely no glee in reporting what appears to be the demise of Sam Stosur as a genuine force in world and Australian tennis, Fran. She just can't get past the first round these days.
Oh, well, we'll see how she goes next time. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. More sport from Warwick at 7:30.